You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we're taking a look back at the top moment in women's golf history, March 8th through 11th, 2007. DePauw University posted its best finish ever, coming in second place with a team score of 13.03 at the 2007 Division III Women's Golf Tournament played at Mission Inn El Campeón in Howie, in the hills, Florida. Southwestern University also posted its best finish in program history, coming in fourth out of 20 schools with a team finish of 13.22. The event was hosted by fellow SCAC school Oglethorpe University. DePauw's Sarah Gates, who finished her career as a four-time All-American and three-time Conference Golfer of the Year, had the best individual finish among SCAC participants, coming in seventh with a four-day total of 315, 23 over par. Today we're joined by DePauw University graduate and four-time All-American Sarah Gates. And Sarah, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Sarah, going into the NCAA tournament, obviously you and your team were no stranger to success. However, this season you were heading into the tournament coming off of maybe a little bit of a disappointing finish at the SCAC tournament, finishing second, snapping that five-year streak of SCAC titles. How did that change your team's approach going into nationals, and how did you guys sort of bounce back mentally and prepare and focus as you head towards the national stage?
I think it just gave us an extra boost. We certainly didn't go into our SCAC championships expecting to win. We have a good conference, and there are a lot of great players out there. And so we all played as hard as we could, and it just wasn't our day. And I think that just fueled our momentum going into the national championships.
You know, Sarah, you knew that you had a talented group of golfers. You guys finished in the top four of every single tournament that you guys had entered that season, including five first-place finishes. Just talk a little bit about the makeup of your team, how you guys gelled together with three All-Americans, obviously, and yourself, Allie Murtaugh and Kristen Kriegshauser.
You know, I had a great team supporting myself, and they're a great group of girls. We got along really well, both on and off the golf course. I couldn't have asked for better teammates and better players to play with for my career at DePauw. You know, I think they're very talented both academically and athletically, and it was just a pleasure to play with all of them.
Sarah, talk a little bit about the approach heading into the national tournament. Obviously, a four-day event, longer than any other tournament throughout the season. I assume, you know, perspective and patience must be important as you prepare going into a national tournament, which is really a grind.
It is. We don't have any tournaments in our regular season that are that long, and it's definitely a totally different mindset to try and play and keep yourself focused for 4 days. You really have to take it one day at a time and one shot at a time, and realize that in the overall big scheme of the tournament, you know, you can bounce back from one shot. It's when you let one day of tournament play or one shot carry over and affect other shots into the afternoon or into the tournament that really gets you. So it's really taking a whole new mindset towards playing tournament golf.
When I talked to Coach Lazar earlier, Sarah, one of the things he talked about, and you mentioned taking it one shot at a time, one day at a time, he said he really put an emphasis, especially in 2007, on looking at each round and just trying to have the lowest team score that day. Just talk about that mentality as you guys enter the tournament.
He did, and he had definitely voiced that to us. You know, we knew as a team that this was going to be probably one of the hardest national championships that we would have played. And, you know, we had high aspirations and high goals to perform better than we had before in any national championship. And so collectively as a team, we knew that that was going to be the case. And so I remember days in the tournament where I didn't see my coaches as I normally would in a regular tournament, but I realized that that was in the best interest of our team, and he was trying to help the players that needed it and get the people through the holes, the challenging holes, in the best way that he could. So we really took it kind of as a team perspective, and we knew that the mindset of our coach and us as a team was going to be to try and get the lowest team score every day. And so we kind of changed the way we interacted with Vince and how he coached us during that week.
Round one of the NCAA tournament, Sarah, was a tough day scoring for everybody. You guys found yourselves in third place, shooting a team score of 336. How did you remember feeling about your group, about your team, after round one heading into round two?
Probably pretty similar to how we felt after the SCAC SEC championships. It's not how we wanted to finish day one, but, you know, we were a team that looked at that day and tried to move forward from it and just tried to improve the next day, and I think we did that.
After day two, you guys remained in third before really making a move there on that third day. Going into the final round, you guys were sitting at a team score of 984 and sitting in second place. But you had Southwestern, of course, right there at 986. Gustavus Adolphus with the team score of 990. St. Thomas was at 993. So there were, you know, two or three teams that were really lingering in the hunt there for that second place spot as you guys headed into that final round. Just talk about what Coach talked about wanting to really carry that momentum. That was one thing he really emphasized with me. Is you guys started to play well, you improved your score each day, and really wanting to carry that momentum and play your best in that final round.
We did. You know, and that's what made it exciting. You know, we hadn't had a national championship that had been that close before, or at least not one that I had played in, and so it was exciting for us. But some of the things that he talked about with us in our team meetings before we played and, you know, while we were out on the golf course was really just, like I said earlier, trying to take it one shot at a time, really focusing on every shot that we're playing and trying to, you know, hit it in spots where it would be, I don't know, the best advantage for us, and trying to keep it out of trouble so that we avoid those big numbers, because it's not about making birdies on every hole. It's about, you know, your overall score and avoiding those big numbers. And so taking it one shot at a time was really our focus.
You know, I know heading into the tournament, Sarah, I know you guys had high aspirations and throughout that whole season and really wanting to win that national championship. And obviously, Methodist came out and played such an amazing tournament that entire weekend. But you come out in that final round, you guys shoot your lowest team score of the tournament, 319. You run away with second place. Just talk about how proud you were of your team and of yourself and what you remember about that final round as you close out your college career.
You know, we did have high aspirations. Methodist is a wonderful team, and we always looked forward to playing them. And, you know, all the other teams in the tournament, Southwestern, Gustavus Adolphus, all the ones that were close. But I felt very proud of myself and my team at that moment. You know, as a senior and being the only senior, it was a really special memory for me to finish that last day with the scores that we did and to really capture that second place finish. And it was very special for me, and I think for my team as well, to have the best finish in DePauw history up to that point. So it was a really special moment. It's something that I will always remember and treasure.
As you mentioned, your senior year, your final national championship, you finished seventh in the nation, a four-day total, as I mentioned, of 315, putting you as an All-American, a four-time All-American, as I mentioned, first-team All-American. Just talk about how special that honor meant to you, not only as a senior, but throughout your entire career.
It was very special. You know, that was my goal, and obviously I had personal goals that I didn't quite achieve, but overall it was a great experience. I wouldn't change my college golf career for anything. And there are many days that I wish I could go back and play like I did in college and have that team mentality and be able to see the girls on a daily basis like I used to. But it was a very special honor for me to have achieved that. I felt like my team was very supportive and very proud of me, and it was just really special. It was a very good ending to a very good four-year career at DePauw.
Talk about what it was like playing under head coach Vince Lazar.
Oh, it was great. Vince is a great coach, a great person. He was always very supportive of us and challenged us not only athletically but academically. You know, DePauw is a great school, and he did a great job trying to balance, you know, leaving for tournaments on the weekends and getting all of our academic requirements taken care of. And I appreciate all that he did for me in 4 years, and I don't think I could thank him enough. He's a wonderful person and a great coach.
Finally, Sarah, just I know you've sort of hit on it a little bit, but just your lasting memories that you have, not only from that second place finish at Nationals, but, you know, what you've taken from that whole season, that special group of teammates that you played with throughout that year, and memories that you'll have with you forever.
I don't know that you can put it into really clear words. I mean, it was it was more than just a national championship. It's friendships that I will have for the rest of my life, and people that I can call up on a whim and say, hey, let's go play golf or let's go for a golf trip. And they're a very, very special group of people to me, and I will never forget, you know, our time together.
DePaul University graduate and four-time All-American Sarah Gate. Sarah, congratulations on being part of the top moment in SCAC women's golf over the past 20 years, and thanks again so much for your time.
Thank you.